The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning.
Here on time to save the day, it's the Plan B team.
And our van is also windowless. And yeah, I mean, it does have the cool paint job. Yeah, it just says free candy on the side. It's not a good van. It sticks out.
It's kind of like that van that Marv and Harry driving home alone. Pretty much. You know, just creeping along.
That's right. Real creepy van. Real creepy van. Anyway, it's 7:09. We got to keep her moving here. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Yeah, pump it.
Yeah.
Are you hiding any secret fantasies that your significant other doesn't know about? If not, then from a sheer number standpoint, they probably are too. A new survey found 1 in 3 people who are in relationships have a kinky fantasy they haven't told their partner about. What do you think number one is, Hunter? What do you think the number one kinky fantasy is that they are?
Well, I know what number one is for my wife. It involves John Cena. Damn you, John Cena! You and your big arms. And
she just wants to get professional pile-driven career by John Cena.
Seriously, God, why do you got to say it like that? God, dude. Bad enough.
What's the best is John Cena could come into your house and just beat the hell out of you. And nothing you could do about it, Hunter. Yep.
I mean, I got a longer reach than he does. Those short little arms.
Yeah, he would
break you. But I think they look short because they're so big.
He would break you in half, honestly.
I know. Damn it. And then just like the Cowboys, off into the sunset, wife and John Cena.
Where'd
you get the horses from?
Number one fantasy is doing it in public, which I don't get that. I don't understand that. I don't understand.
Doing it in public.
Yeah, yeah. Number two, handcuffs, other forms of bondage. Number three, role playing. Mm-hmm. Number four, threesomes. And number five, backdoor action. Also on the list, tantric sex, phone sex, voyeurism, stuff like that. But, yeah, look, here's the thing. You just got to have an open line of communication, all right? You're with your lover, okay? You want to try
the threesome, huh? Good luck with that one.
Yeah, that one, which, by the way, folks, it's cracked up to be, okay? Usually there's a lot of fumbling around. I know in the pornos they make it look like it's really, really slick.
Hey,
It's not
everybody's happy out of those situations.
No.
When you're all done and everything's done and over with, there's always one person. I got to tell you who it is.
Yeah.
Always one person a little angry.
It's usually me because I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing here. This is terrible. Come on now. I can barely take care of one woman, let alone two. Look, you girls just do your thing. I'm going to go.
She's going to be over here.
I'm going to get a snack from the vending machine, all right? But yeah, look, just be open, be honest, and, you know, throw some things out there. Who knows? Who knows? Like me, I told Kiki I got a thing for vampires. Valentine's Day, she wore vampire teeth. It was fantastic.
Oh boy.
It was fantastic.
I wish she would have bit it off. I was just thinking, though, the public sex thing is just I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get, because it's sketchy.
It's dangerous.
Dangerous.
Exciting. But, you know, I see some things. These people go, now, it's filthy outside. It's filthy in most places. You're sitting there fooling around in the aisle of a Kroger. Like, ugh, man, you know that's not clean around there. Stop
it. Probably a lot of you are out there. Maybe on the beach, that would be a great, good fantasy.
No.
Right? No, it's not.
You get a seagull
sand
to
gets
bite
into
your ass?
Everything.
Yeah, man. No.
Everything. Unless you have a massive blanket.
Yeah.
Good luck finding a spot, but
keep it at home, okay? Just keep it at home, you freaks, you weirdos. Just be normal. Like, just have vampire fetishes like normal people, all right?
Just have normal, stale sex at home.
All right, just little eye contact. Keep it professional. No kissing. This is kind of crazy.
John Cena, stay away.
See, John Please. Cena, you no. John Cena, Hunter's address is 555.
Don't you dare.
This is kind of crazy. We'll end with this. Apparently, people are cashing in their piggy banks and their pandemic money. Lamborghini is nearly sold out of cars.
Really?
We're halfway through the year. Lamborghini reports most of their cars and SUVs are sold. Lambos built from now until November are spoken for. The term that best describes what's happening is pandemic-related revenge spending. How much money did people get back? I didn't get enough for a Lamborghini.
Dude, people got rich over this pandemic. I'm telling you, Lambos are out of stock, lady.
What's the cheapest
Lambo? I never thought I'd hear the day.
You know what? Hold on, let me look this up. What's the cheapest?
Cheapest Lamborghini you can get. I think I might know this, actually. Probably looking at like $70,000-some.
No, $211,000 is what I see.
I mean, he's on brand new.
Oh, brand new. Okay, but yeah, if you're looking at used, yeah. You can get one, the cheapest Lamborghini Gallardo. Oh, sorry, I don't speak Italian. That's $70,000, but that's a 2004. So they're talking all new stuff, though. And the cheapest, newest one is $211,000.
That's a lot of money, man.
Golly.
That's a lot of money to be created. I mean, Lambos are sweet.
They are pretty sweet, though. But God, man. I don't know about you, but my check, my pandemic check didn't cover that down payment.
Here's the thing, though, is you know, you could take that money, you get one Lamborghini, or you can get a bunch of stuff that you like.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how many $211,000 you're getting one item. You know, I mean, it's a sweet item.
You know how many Ford Fieros I could buy with that kind of money?
That's what I'm
saying. Dude, and that's basically a Lamborghini. I don't know what you're worried about, but that's, yeah, that's there.
I don't know. You could soup up a Fiero, like you said. Yeah. That would smoke that Lambo.
Yeah, dude, I could take that that Geo Metro I got and pimp that thing out, son.
You could buy like 211 Geo Metros, basically.
You could for a dollar each. How many Geo Metros did you buy? 211,000 of them. Wow, that's a lot of Geo. I didn't even know they made that many. Nah, that's a lot. I bought the entire world stock. So there you go. You got weird fetishes and Lamborghinis sold out. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock